All right, so today we're gonna jump into a topic that is coming up more and more frequently and is a really good question that we receive at the time of resolution of a workers' compensation case. About 90% of litigated cases, so cases that are being appealed and are injured workers that are represented by an attorney or are representing themselves, about 90% of those cases actually settle before going to a formal hearing or in-person hearing in front of an administrative law judge. And one of the questions that we get all the time is, if I settle my case, am I going to get, the portion that's due to me, am I going to get all of that up front, or is that going to be paid out to me over time or monthly, or how does that work? And it's a really good question, and it's something that, again, especially on the more sizable cases, absolutely comes into play. So the basic thought process in a workers' compensation case is that if you go to hearing and you win, or you're entitled to some sort of benefits that you appealed or are asking to be paid to you, the judge will actually order what are called accrued benefits to you. And they'll say, of the amount that you're going to recover is what is due to you or what's accrued as of today's date. So for example, your lost wages that have already been lost from X date to X date, those have already happened in the past. So it's called an accrued benefit, or a benefit that's already happened. That would be paid to you upfront. Also, any permanency benefits that would be due in the past, those would be paid to you upfront. But what about those future benefits that are awarded, such as future permanency benefits or future loss of earning capacity benefits? What happens to those at a hearing? Well, they're not paid to you upfront. Rather, they are paid to you on a monthly basis, at either your permanent partial disability rate or your permanent and total disability rate, until they either expire, or in the case of a permanent and total disability award, for as long as you live. It's important to understand that if you go to hearing on a case, of the 10% of those, cases that actually do end up at a hearing, even if your case is worth $100,000, $200,000, whatever it may be, there is no mechanism, unless all of those benefits are accrued, for you to get all of that money upfront or paid in a lump sum. Well, the same thing happens in settlement. In settlement, you are also paid the accrued amount upfront, and then the remaining amount actually goes into what's called a restricted bank account, where the judge will order funds or a portion of your funds to this account for you to withdraw on a monthly basis until all those funds are gone. So this is something that is really important for injured workers to know, because a lot of times, especially people that are familiar with personal injury settlements or other forms of settlements, they'll think, well, if I settle my case, I'm going to get all of that money up front. I'm going to get a lump sum payment of all of the money, and then I can do what I want with that. Well, that's just simply not the case in Wisconsin workers' compensation law. Now, what I can tell you is, if you do resolve your case, or if you settle your case for under $50,000, so under a $50,000 threshold, regardless of the accrued versus unaccrued, you're actually going to get all of the money paid up front in a lump sum. So a judge will not restrict funds if it's under $50,000. That's kind of the trigger point. but any settlement over $50,000 could potentially result in this restricted account. And so, again, this is a common question we're getting, which is, well, why would I settle my case if I'm not going to get all the funds, you know, up front, if I'm not going to get all of the money that I think is coming to me up front so I can do with what I want? And while I may agree or disagree with that thought process or the premise, what I can say is that the logic behind the Department of Workforce Development and Division Hearings and Appeals, which is the state agency that's overlooking a Wisconsin workers' compensation case, the logic is that if you went to hearing, it would be no different. Okay. You're not going to get all of the money up front, regardless of if you win. You're only going to get the accrued amount. And then what's called the unaccrued amount is going to be paid out over time in monthly installments or monthly payments. So if that's the best thing that can happen to you at hearing, why would you get all of the money in settlement? And that's kind of the interesting response that you would get from the department or division. So the takeaway here is that if your expectation is that by settling my case, or I'm you know, going for X settlement dollar, that by doing that, you're going to get all the money in a lump sum payment or upfront, you may run into this problem, which is the restrictions that are going to put in place or be put in place, where you're not going to get it all in a lump sum. So you may be asking the question, well, then what's my motivation to settle the case versus going to a hearing? If it's going to be the same thing no matter what, why would I settle it? I mean, what's the incentive to do that? And I would say there's a couple of reasons why it may make sense. So number one, you can't assume that you're going to win at hearing. The fact of the matter is that, you know, you have to prove your case and the judge has to agree with your thought process and your doctor's opinions in order for you to win. And if you don't win, well, then you get nothing. or in some cases, maybe you get something, but not necessarily everything you wanted. So that's one reason why resolving the case, even if the funds are going to be restricted, may make sense. The other thing is time. While you would get your hearing maybe right away, currently the judges have up to 90 days to issue a decision from the date of the hearing. And then from there, if the case is appealed to the next level, which is what's called the Labor Industry Review Commission, you can be waiting another about 12 to 18 months to find out if you won on the appeal component too. So time, value, money, right? There's a value to getting that money paid to you within 30 to 60 days, the standard settlement period of time, versus waiting potentially another, you know, couple of years before you have any of those funds. So again, if the settlement number is relatively close to your quote best day at hearing, well, then it's a no-brainer. If it's short of it, and then the question is just how short, and does it make sense to proceed to the hearing or take the funds that are being paid to you then? The last reason I would say that settlement may be more attractive is, while you don't necessarily get all of the money up front and some of the funds are going to be restricted, the insurance company is actually required to pay it. So for example, if you were to settle your case for, let's just use a figure of $100,000, and there's an attorney fee of $20,000, so there's $80,000 left over that is supposed to be paid to you, and a portion's paid up front and a portion is paid to a restricted account. The good news is that the workers' comp insurance company has already paid it out, and the department will actually allow advancements on those funds up to three times per year. So if you'd like to pay down a mortgage or pay off certain debts or so on, the money's in that account, and you're no longer dealing with the workers' comp insurance company at that point. You're simply dealing with the judge and hoping to persuade the judge that, look, you want to use the funds that are in those accounts or in that account to pay off certain debts or certain things that you want paid off. So it's a much easier step than if you go to hearing. And even if you prevail and you want an advancement on the funds that are going to be paid out monthly or weekly, now you're getting potential objections from the other side, because obviously they don't want to advance the funds unless they absolutely have to. So there are some definite reasons why settlement is still more attractive, despite the restrictions that may be placed on the funds that you are set to receive. So, you know, again, it's one of those things where, you know, it can be a very frustrating process at the end, especially because in most of these cases, an injured worker has waited a year, maybe 2 years, sometimes even longer to receive these funds. But it's important to understand that if your case resolves or settles for more than $50,000, you may have to face these sorts of restrictions on those funds. And I think if you have that expectation going into it, it's not as painful as a process if you had no idea it was coming. So, overall, you know, these sorts of accounts, they continue to be used. I think they will continue in the long term. But if you're wondering whether or not you're going to get, you know, all your money up front and a sizable resolution of a workers' comp claim, you may be subject to these restrictions. So thank you for listening. And any questions, obviously, feel free to follow up with me.